Now, I know some people, women, men, will go to any lengths to get what they want, but this story bothers me even still. You've got apparently a Facebook group in Melbourne which has had advertised that you could spend $20 and get positive pregnancy tests so women could then fool their reluctant boyfriends or whatever into marrying them. And this apparently has caused major outrage. It's spread across the airwaves, and I think the actual Facebook site's been taken down. But it does raise a whole lot of issues around what people are prepared to do to get the man or the woman they want. And I'm joined now by Amanda Lambros, who's a relationships expert and clinical fellow at Curtin University. Good afternoon, Amanda.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. Extraordinary story. Maybe this has been happening for some time and we haven't been aware of it?
I think it probably has been, but in reality, they've brought it to the forefront of media by actually making a Facebook page out of it and saying, hey, if you want one, $20 and we'll give you one.
So there's some, yeah. You see, in that situation, I'd be saying, okay, I've seen your little stick. Now here's my stick. Can you please, you know, give me a confirmation test, if you like. I think it's what people might be doing after this story.
Absolutely. And if you think about it, in reality, if your partner is, you know, giving you a pregnancy stick and saying, hey, we're pregnant, you'd kind of want a confirmation, because if they're trying to trick you, there's that underlying, I don't know, current in the relationship that says probably something's not too good with this relationship.
That's a good point. If it starts on a lie, then how can things go from there? Only from bad to worse.
Exactly. And, you know, you really don't want relationships to start in a lie. And then really, if the person isn't pregnant and you've shown them a pregnancy stick that says you are pregnant, you either need to put on a lot of weight quickly or somehow get pregnant.
Or have a phantom miscarriage as well. Oh, sorry, it's gone.
Sorry, don't know what happened. Absolutely.
Yeah. How many relationships are based on lies, though? I mean, you know, it's often said that we lock onto somebody with whom we think we can have perfect children and so forth, and we kind of connive our way to get that person, and it may not be the best way to choose a partner, but we do that. And so I wonder how many of these relationships are based on lies for good reasons.
See, and I would say a good relationship is never based on lies, but there's a lot of relationships that are based on lies.
What sort of lies, in your experience, are told?
What I've actually found is that some of the lies are basically things about their family. Oh, yeah, my family will like you. Don't worry about that. Or I don't mind moving overseas for you. Or I'll give up something that I really enjoy to be with you. So those kind of lies. Or also lies about past history. Oh, I've only slept with one person.
Yeah. As if anyone would believe that. I'm not talking about you, Amanda, but generally, that would be rather ridiculous if if you're over the age of 16 or something like that. But I mean, what would you say, if women are doing this, where are they going wrong, and what should they be doing if they want to foster a good relationship and a good marriage?
I think, you know, the keys to fostering a good relationship and a good marriage is basically open, honest, genuine communication. If you can't be open and honest and genuine with the person that you're dating and soon to be marrying, then you're in a really dark spot, I would say.
That'll never happen, I don't think, Amanda.
Well, it's one of those things. A lot of people, the people that do come in for counseling, like relationship counseling and stuff, the majority of the time, well over 80% of the time, it's people who are there for communication skills.
Really? I mean, there's something to be said for arranged marriages, I reckon, you know, where you take out all this emotional uncertainty, the ambiguity, and you form a partnership with somebody. There's something to be said for that. I think so many marriages are ending in divorce because people have kept things back. They've tried to idealize themselves.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, keeping back from your partner is probably the worst thing you can do. So you need to be open and honest with your partner. And if you're not with them, you're really not going to have a successful relationship.
Yeah, I agree entirely. Thank you so much, Amanda.
No worries at all, Adam. Have a great day.
Thank you so much. That's Amanda Lambros, relationships expert and clinical fellow at Curtin University, on the things we do to trick our partners into marrying us. I tried a few things. It worked. Anyway, I won't go into that. But have you tricked your partner into loving you somehow? Did they find out? Or are you still living a lie? I'd love to hear your secrets.